Well, hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Bob and Ray Show with Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding.
And we have a calliope today, too.
I thought that sounded a little bit different. Shall we welcome the calliope player to the program?
Why don't we bring him
along? Don't ask me to say that again.
Hello, Bob and Ray.
Sir, I noticed that you are playing the calliope here in the
open. Exactly what I was doing, and I find it much milder than your calliope.
Well, we've never used a calliope before on the program. We've been using an electric organ, piano, guitar.
What have you been using, electric organ, piano, and guitar?
No, clarinet, harmonica, and string bass.
Well, I thought it would make for a difference in sound. We were trying to paint a musical picture in sound, and that's what we were trying to do.
We had a British band leader who was painting music just a few days ago.
Matter of fact, I was that same British band leader.
And you've been here now 3 or 4 days, huh?
That's right. I've lost all of my British accent.
Well, so long, and good luck.
This microphone has a dent in it.
And I know, we dropped it during the Death Valley program.
All right, sir, thank you very much. Go back to the calliope. We'll call on you later when we bring all of our contestants out for a final reprise.
Friends, I suppose you've been doing a great deal of thinking about the subject.
You're through with me now.
Definitely. All right, sir, thank you. We've been doing a great deal of thinking about days in the week, and we have come up with the idea of squaring away the calendar. In other words, adding a day and making an 8-day week.
The idea is we wanted longer weekends, more days off with pay, and the only way you could do that would be to add a day.
So we have inserted this day between Friday and Saturday, and we've called it Neo Day. I'll spell it for you. That's D-A-Y.
Neo Day, and that will add, of course, an extra day to every week. We're going to have a flat 32-day month. It'll be 12 32-day months. 48 weeks.
I think you're confused. What we'll have is this, friends. An eight-day week and a 4-week month, so that when you look at the calendar, it will be perfectly square. There'll be numbers in every one of those squares.
Now, we've been to the calendar people, and they, frankly, have rebuffed us,
and
one and all.
So that we're taking the thing now to you, the people. And we know that you're all for it.
In the case of this program, to you, the person.
And I think it's a wonderful idea. See, we're going to call it Neo Day. So we'd work Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday. And then, of course, we'd have Neo Day, Saturday, and Sunday off. Now, doesn't that sound like a lot of sense to you?
This will be good for you people with 8-day clocks, because now your 8-day clock will run for a full week. You won't have to wind it on the 7th day.
You people who are at sea on a 7-day cruise will get an extra day. There are so many things.
Another good thing about it, if you owe somebody some money and you say you're going to pay them next week, they'll give you an extra day to pay them then.
So, talk about it, will you, to your friends and
talk
neighbors?
Talk it up.
And get their reaction. Now, if we find that you people don't want it, then we'll stop. I mean, we won't go ahead with this thing. We won't force this on America. If you feel that you don't want to have any part of an 8-day week, then let us know that, too.
Just address No Part, NBC, New York.
Will you, friend? No Part, NBC, New York. Now.
Howdy, Bob and Ray.
Oh, hello, Tex.
How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Microphone has a dent in it.
Yes, the other gentleman told us that.
Oh, he mentioned that, eh?
Mm-hmm. We dropped it on another program. What brings
I
you
would in? Like to just mention the bookings that the Smoky Valley boys have got for the next month.
Uh-huh.
Because we won't be around town to plug the things, and we'd like to have all the folks out there. Next Friday night, we're appearing for 3 big shows at Bald Knob, Montana.
Where did I write that down?
Bald Knob, N-O-B.
N-O-B, Montana.
Montana.
I see. Then where are you going?
We'll be out there for 3 big shows starting at 7:30. Doors close at 8:30.
Just a moment, Tex. Will you change microphones so we can get downwind a little bit?
I'll get over here. How's that? Does that sound any better?
That's much better. Now, where are you staying here in New York?
We're staying over at Mrs. Gibson's rooming house.
Mrs. Gibson?
Found a very nice place over there.
Uh-huh.
For the interim.
I see. You and the entire Smoky Valley?
Me and the entire aggregation.
Are putting up in this one room?
That's right, Ray.
And
best thing we could get.
Well, could you describe?
And incidentally, don't let that discourage you folks from sending in those food packages. They have been coming in and getting a little bit ahead of us, but we'll catch up on everything real soon.
I thought that was awfully nice of somebody wrapping a $10 bill around a can of beans, too.
That was an awfully nice gesture, but don't you folks feel you have to send us money, because we are getting along. Although if you do send money, why, have it wrapped securely.
Please. Oh, and insure it. Insure that package. All right, now, Tex, could you describe the room for us briefly?
Well, it's a simple room, four walls.
I know, but of course you
Any
have...
Any windows in it?
Yeah.
No, no windows.
No windows at all?
And Not at all. There is a transient, I think.
No, that's right, a transient. Sure, up over the door.
That's right.
Right. And
but he isn't there very much of the time.
And how many people...
He's out most of the time.
How many people in all, Tex, are staying in this one room?
Eight of us, right.
Well, actually, I hate to throw cold kind of water on you, but it would be a good idea. But I think you're going to get in trouble with the Board of Health. Now, I'd suggest that you check with Mrs. Gibson. I think she's in violation of some sort of code or something there, putting all those people in one room.
I think she might be at that.
What are you doing in your spare time, Tex?
Taking fencing lessons.
Taking what lessons?
Fencing lessons.
What do you ever want to study?
Well, I've been reading the society pages here in the papers, and everybody's hobby seems to be fencing. I don't know where you go to see it, but...
Well, I've never been to a fencing exhibition in my life, but...
That might be something we could throw in Madison Square Garden sometime.
Oh, that boy is so foolish, honestly, Tex. You and your fencing lessons...
Well, I don't think it's any worse than you and that sour cream.
Well, speaking of sour cream, I have some wonderful mail.
Mary's had some wonderful response to that sour cream, Tex. I tell you, why don't you all go over and sit down, and we'll hear some music, and then answer some of that mail, Mary.
All right, fine, Bob, yes.
We have the Bob and Ray trio here, and it had to be you.
Yes,
if you'd like a picture of that trio playing that particular number, just address Horrible, NBC, New York, and we'll know what you mean.
Now, Mary, you have a big stack of postcards there, and
well,
I presume
really
they all
do.
Have to do with sour cream.
Yes,
right?
I have some wonderful suggestions.
Maybe for those who haven't heard you mention this before, you should repeat what the whole thing is all about.
Well, friends, I've made a plea for a new name for sour milk. I think that it carries, as I say, an unhappy connotation.
Sour cream.
And I find that so many people agree with me, too. And, for instance, this kindly listener in Massachusetts writes to say, how about passé bovine nectar?
Passé bovine nectar, that
I think
right.
That would be wonderful, and she says it would look good on an elegant French menu.
That was all right.
Bless her heart.
What else do you have there?
Well, a musty cream has been submitted, astringent sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Those are all wonderful, I think. Then, of course, here's another one here, high milk.
That's all right. That's good.
Instead
Somebody
of
also suggested kinescope recording.
Yes. What does that ever mean?
I don't know.
I had no idea. Now, here's a gentleman who's really serious about it from Peru, Vermont. And he says, how about aged cream or ripened cream or fermented cream or clabbered cream?
I don't think those are much more appetizing than the original, do you?
Yes, or no.
No, yeah.
No.
Well, look, you still want more suggestions.
Yes, I don't have enough yet.
All right. Well, will you bring in the mail that you get tomorrow?
Here's one I thought maybe would be nice.
What's that one?
This one is in all the way from Patterson.
Mm-hmm.
It says slightly cynical cream.
That's good.
And I think that would be a nice name, but so much for that.
We'll
I don't want to
more...
take up too
no.
much of your time.
We'll look for more cards and letters tomorrow. Incidentally,
busy.
Your stockings are sagging there a little bit. I hate to tell you, coast to coast like this, but it is something that you should take care of.
I'm not wearing stockings, Bob.
Last week, they had a big convention here in New York. They held it at the Statler Hotel. It was the International Piano Teachers Convention.
Yeah.
And our public service department of the Bob and Ray Show went down there with a tape recorder to get some of the reactions to the piano teachers from all over the country who were there discussing new methods of piano teaching, new motifs in music, as we like to say here. And so if we're ready to play that tape, let's see what went on down there.
Hello, Eddie. You having a good time?
Yeah, I am.
It's one of the best conventions I've been on in a long time. You know?
Sure is, boy.
You know, I wish I had more courage. I'd get up and propose something at one of these here meetings.
Huh?
On the piano, I mean, you know, I was thinking there ain't been a change in a piano for 200 years since Chopin's time. I mean, they
That's
all look
right.
alike.
That's right.
Well, you've seen one piano, you've seen them all. I mean, automobiles change every year. The pianos go on like this time and time
again. And another thing, too. You ever find out what that middle pedal is for on a piano?
Oh, I was thinking about that. Why have three? Why not have four?
Well, we haven't found out what the middle one's for yet.
Well, look, let me try. Here's the middle one here. Now, see those keys I'm touching?
Yeah.
Don't need them. Way up on the top.
I haven't played anything near that for two or three years now.
I never play the top ones, and I never play the bottom. Always in the middle, I play.
Once in a while, I play the bottom ones, but that top one, I never play.
You don't need them up top. Beethoven used them a lot. But me, nowadays, teaching the kids like I do...
Pardon me, could you gentlemen tell me where the concert is this afternoon?
Yeah, it's right
down... Right down that way.
In the big hall down there, sir.
I believe I'll attend it. Thank you very much. Who was that guy?
I don't know who he was.
Well, getting back this piano, maybe we could figure some way for some kind of a hydromatic shift on the thing.
No, what I'd like to do is make it round. A round, 100% round piano, put four pedals on it, and make all the keys different colors. Give it a little color. Chrome.
That's right. All the pianos are just black and white.
Yeah, and the wood is black and brown. I mean, there hasn't been a change in a piano in over 200 years.
Why don't you submit that at the assembly this afternoon?
I don't have the courage. I'm afraid to get up and talk in front of all those teachers, you know?
Yeah, but they're all the same line of work. They're all your friends.
Yeah, I know, but it's a silly idea. You know, it should be done, but I'm not going to be the one to suggest it.
Oh, I ain't either, because I'm yellow, too.
I don't have any courage at all.
I guess we'll just go back to the same old grind, teaching piano again, huh?
You having a good time?
Swell.
Well, right there, our tape ended. I don't know whether we accomplished too much by listening in on those two gentlemen, but we did at least make the effort, and, of course, it's effort that counts in this everyday, workaday world of ours.
That's right, Bob.
This microphone is a dented.
We've said that three or four times, and I don't think we should go into it anymore. So, friends, I want to thank you very much. I know you're all curious why we called you together this afternoon. And now you know. And we'll be back and with more ideas and suggestions. If you have an idea on pianos or new methods of making a piano or a new appearance for a piano, we'd certainly love to hear from you, I'm sure.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So, as the laughter and applause dies down, the crowd files out into the snowy streets for another day to return to their warm firesides. We'll have to say goodbye until tomorrow.
Tomorrow, we, Bob and Ray, will be back to tell you something of the fun you can have with 17th century antique furniture.
That's something you'll want to miss for sure. So until then, this is Bob Elliott.
Ray Goulding saying, right if you get work.
And hang by your thumb.
Oh, you silly, silly, mad, crazy boy.
Bob and Ray came to you through the facilities of the United States Armed Forces Radio Service.